Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here. Today I'm going to be talking to you about how to let go of guilt and regret. No amount of guilt can change the past, and no amount of worrying can change the future. We all know this, yet many of us find ourselves stuck with guilt and regret. How often do you find yourself saying, I wish I did this. I should have tried that. I could have had more. The problem is, none of these sentences can do anything beneficial. There is no way thinking about something in the past can change what happened. Therefore, torturing yourself with these thoughts will only do further damage rather than making things better. There is nothing we can do that can change the past. We can only focus on the future. So we need to learn to let go of the guilt we surround ourselves with and turn our experiences into lessons learned for the future. The sooner we realise we can't change the past, the sooner we'll be able to move on without holding on to regret. There are extreme cases where we may have stopped talking to someone close to us and they pass away. Or there are opportunities that you get in life, like to marry someone special to you, take up your dream job in a different country that you didn't take up on, and perhaps you end up feeling remorse for not behaving differently and achieving different outcomes. Or I've worked with couples where a husband or wife has deeply regretted not having children, and in some cases, having children. And if we're not careful, these are things that can affect people throughout their lives, if you let them. In marriage, most guilt I support people to let go of includes acts of infidelity, violence, drunken, hurtful behaviour, and words that kill passion and closeness. There is also inaction, which can cause married men and women to feel overwhelmed with guilt and regret at a later time. Not initiating sex or being in the mood for sex, not keeping promises to get tasks done, and not helping or showing someone that you care in the way that you used to. It's important not to dwell on these reasons for the guilt. It's better to focus on the solutions, to get into action, and not just any action. It has to be the right action that shows that you've changed, you're committed. This can really help you release guilt and regret. When I help a person to save their marriage on their own, we have a 2-hour strategy session precisely on all of the positive actions that they can take to let go of regret and guilt, and also actions they can take to become more attractive without that needy, over-the-top energy. It's a balance. The most important thing, though, is to get out of negative thinking. Holding on to guilt and regret often makes people stay stuck in guilt and regret. And when changing your life, when changing a marriage, it needs a lot of positivity, good vibes to create that happy, peaceful and loving home. In addition to marriage guilt, I work a lot with food guilt. Feeling bad after overeating is sadly very common for a lot of people that are preoccupied by food, regardless of their body size and shape. By the diet industry, we may have become so accustomed to feeling guilty after eating something that has been labelled publicly as a bad food, as a fattening food. And these labels can send us into a spiral of regret. So I really wanted to highlight to you today how important it is to let go of guilt, to find a healthy way to release it and move forward. So that's exactly what I'm going to do shortly, give you some real good tips to support you. Because one major implication holding on to guilt and regret inside the body is the impact that it has on our health. Guilt leads to a lot of negative thinking and stress, which rises the levels of cortisol in our bodies. Having a high level of cortisol, the stress hormone, circling around your body, inducing a number of health concerns for many people, such as more weight gain or severe weight loss, acne, muscle weakness, and chronic fatigue, to name a few. Michael McGee, PhD, Vice Chairman of Cleveland's Clinic's Psychiatry and Psychology Department, states that guilt also contributes to cardiovascular disease and gastrointestinal disorders. So basically it affects our stomach as well, which many of us can relate to. It can even have a negative impact on the immune system over time. So this supports the idea that the longer we stay in the cycle of guilt and regret, the more we are compromising our health. It can seem incredibly difficult to change the thought process that we're so accustomed to when it comes to guilt and regret. And yet it's really important to acknowledge and challenge ourselves to change the way that we perceive the past. So here are a few ways that you can implement to really let go of that guilt and regret. The first is lessons learned. Ask yourself what you learned from your past experience and how you will react differently looking forward. By taking a positive from something that has been such a negative, guilt-ridden experience can turn the memory into a productive one. You are no longer controlled by the guilt. You are set free by the positive lessons you are evolving from. So the key with this one is to ask yourself, what can I learn from this? What have I learned? What will I do differently next time? How can I use this to help others? Can I share this with someone I know going through similar things so that they learn from my lesson? How can the positive lessons support me or those around me? And then there is tuning into our feelings. What was it about the situation that is making you hold on to the guilt? What is it telling you about your feelings? Address those feelings. What led to the behavior with the situation of the guilt? Have empathy and compassion for your feelings. Understand that your triggers for guilt may be giving you a signal about emotions that perhaps you need to deal with. By looking at our feelings, we're able to understand the driver behind actions and emotions. And this may take you on a longer journey to let go of the guilt and regret. Maybe it comes from incidents that have happened in your past. It can be an amazing step to look back at where this pattern is coming from and addressing the feelings and understanding why you're still not allowing the guilt and regret to go. Typically, it's often because of painful past experiences that we've gone through ourselves or that we've witnessed those close to us go through. If we've witnessed a parent, a sibling, a loved one, for example, we can take on extra worry and guilt and regret from this. The third is to break the cycle. It's so important to break the cycle. Do you find yourself feeling guilt and regret often? If yes, then starting to break the cycle is really going to support you. It's about taking a good look at the situation that you're finding yourself in, being honest with yourself, and thinking about what steps you can do in place to stop yourself from regretting things that happened in the past. This could be journaling, sharing with a friend, doing something physical to literally shake off the unwanted feelings. It could be distracting yourself with positive, healthy, empowering habits, or getting stuck into a charity project or something to switch your mind. What can you do to break the cycle of the guilt and regret thought process? The fourth is very important, and this is forgiving yourself. One of the hardest things anyone can learn is how to master the art of forgiving yourself. Sometimes we are the only ones that stop ourselves from moving on from feeling guilty. It's almost as though when we do something we're not happy about, we want to carry that with us by punishing ourselves. If we can't forgive ourselves, then we stay stuck and hurt. This isn't how life is designed to be, living in guilt and regret. There's absolutely nothing wrong in admitting you were wrong. In fact, that's healthy and positive. Taking responsibility is healthy and positive. And yet staying stuck in the guilt and regret, in this victimhood, doesn't help you, and it also doesn't help anyone around you. In fact, it creates a depressed mood and atmosphere in the house, So if punishing your way through guilt and regret is a way of you're trying to show you're sorry, stop that. Forgive yourself, and then you'll be in a much better position to correct any actions of wrongdoing. And when you do forgive yourself, you'll feel such an amazing sense of freedom. One lady that I was working with recently said to me that the best way that she managed to shift the guilt was to realize that it wasn't her place to punish herself anymore. That was God's domain, and this freed her. Then there is living in the present. Shifting your focus from the past to the present can be one of the most beneficial things you can do for yourself. There is no point in living in the past and thinking about what you wish you could have changed. It's a complete energy drainer and waste of time. Instead, if you focus on what is happening now, you are able to appreciate the life you are living, and you will have less time to worry about the past. It's fine to look back occasionally, but only to see how far you have come. It is much better to look at where you are now and applaud yourself for making the changes to become a better you. If you are feeling stuck in the past, then get some help. You're welcome to visit my website, nicolabeer.com, and book a free discussion with me, where I can support you to thrive in the present, to really live in the present, to take actions to enjoy the present, and to be excited about your future. Sometimes talking it through and getting it out is the best way to really support ourselves. So that is the next one, talking about it. Sometimes we can torture ourselves with these feelings of guilt and regret. We can keep going over it and over it. By speaking to friends, family, or a therapist or coach that you trust and like can really help. When we're able to offload the worries we hold inside, we get them out of our head and then we can deal with them. But if we don't get them out, then they just go round and round and round, and we can just feel so sick and tired and not have any rest from these kind of thoughts. But when we speak, it can help us to let go of them. We can see them, and we can take the right actions to correct them if that's needed. Also, working with somebody else can help you see what you're struggling to see yourself many times. Destiny can also be a really powerful thing to help us let go of regret and guilt. When we believe that things happen for a reason, it's easier to let go of the guilt of the past. When we start to appreciate that things have happened in the past and understand that we are becoming better people as a result of the situations that destiny has put in our lives, it can be a very powerful experience to let things go. Telling yourself that you're going to learn from the experience and that it was meant to be the way it was. Never say this to anyone else though, especially if they're going through a crisis, as this can really hurt other people if you say such comments to others. This is a thought that can help you if you're struggling to let go of guilt and regret. A lady I work with who lost her husband was so angry and deeply hurt when her friend said to her that everything happens for a reason. She felt so angry and bitter about her husband being taken from her. She felt sad because she also discovered at the same time that her husband had had an affair, and someone coming along when she's feeling the worst she's ever felt in her life, telling her that it's happening for a reason, for obvious reasons, that is really going to hurt somebody. So keep comments like that definitely to yourself. And you may be listening thinking, yeah, Nicola, I know that, but I was just putting it out there, because can you imagine being told that? Overall, we should never forget that we are human, and humans will make mistakes in life. And this means that the likelihood of making a few wrong decisions is inevitable. However, the way we handle these situations will affect the way that we live our lives later on. Looking back, it's always great when you're looking at memories, but we do need to keep in mind that memories are in the past, and the only thing we can change is our future and present. The way we react to things and how we deal with situations that we're not happy about is what we can control. And also to recognize that we are not in control of everything that happens to us in our life. In fact, most of the time we're not in control, but we can control how we react. And this is really powerful and important to shape us as a person. And lastly, I've said it before in another podcast, but I'll say it again because it's really so true and helpful. If you look up guilt in the English dictionary, it means intent to harm someone. So unless you deliberately intended to harm someone, which most people say that they don't, or unless you're deliberately intending to hurt yourself, which most people say they're not deliberately trying to do that, you have no reason to feel guilty. Instead, it's helpful to always keep in mind that hurt people hurt. So when anyone is ever hurting, it's because they are hurt. And if you are punishing yourself deliberately, then maybe it's time to also consider getting some support. If you're wanting to let go of guilt and regret and what you're trying isn't working for you, or you'd like to learn more about working with me or my self-love, health eating and marriage makeover audio programs, I'd love to hear from you. You can visit www.nicolabeer.com to book your free session with me, where we can discuss what you want to change, how to change it, so that you can feel free, positive, and focused on what you want. From my heart to yours, thank you so much for listening. Can't wait for you to join me in the next episode. And if you have any suggestions for the show, do email me. Again, you can email me through my website or at nb@nicolabeer.com. Always happy to hear suggestions for topics and to hear how you're getting on. Take care. Have an awesome week ahead. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.